Welcome to the Empathy to Impact podcast brought to you by Inspire Citizens. I'm your host, Scott Jameson. On this podcast, we are going to be diving into the voices and stories of students who own their learning and impact their communities. Welcome to the Empathy to Impact podcast. Today, I am very lucky to be joined by three students who are almost ready to start fourth grade in Malaysia. Joining me today, I have Caroline and Fina and Neil. You guys want to say hi?
Hi.
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 And these guys have been doing some really fantastic work as they finished up grade three at their school. And we're going to find out a little bit more about their experiences with that today. Can you guys give me a little bit of information on the project that you were working on?
We were researching and we were editing and we were doing all that stuff. But it went in this long line of order, which are like research, make, restart. We had to like do it. For me at least, I thought I had to like really edit it and maybe like make some things. And I thought it was kind of interesting and a little bit hard at some part.
I thought that it was fun and we would be making something change, like just creating a podcast or video or something, and then something would change. So I thought that was fun.
So I like thinking about it, writing about it, and planning it because I like healthcare. Well, I like the SDG healthcare.
So you mentioned the Sustainable Development Goals. Is that something you guys knew a little bit about, or is that something you just learned about during this project?
Well, for me, I think I knew a little bit about it, but that was because of my sister. She's kind of like really into this stuff. I don't know. She just knows a lot about it.
For me, I just learned it in grade three.
Now, the sustainability goals that were written by the United Nations, like those are some pretty big ideas and pretty big topic. Do you think it's a good idea for students who are in elementary school to be learning about these things?
Absolutely. I think it's a really big part of the world. I think it, like, some parts it just needs to be like, the world just needs to like change a little bit, like to make it better.
And why do you think it's so important to know about these things, to understand about sustainability and the Sustainable Development Goals?
Well, if you don't learn about them, then your community, it can, I don't really know what word I'm looking for.
I think it's good because if more and more people do it, the community will be more into it and try to do something.
I think that it is very important for everybody to be learning about it because with these people all over the world, they don't have food and stuff. And then if everybody knows about this and wants to help, then nobody will be like that. Everybody will have a house and food and water and yeah.
What were some things that you guys did in your class to help you become more aware of these issues? Like, I know some of you had a little bit of experience, like, and knew a little bit about the Sustainable Development Goals. And for some of you, it was pretty new. What sort of things in your classroom did you do to become more aware of these issues?
We did a lot of research about how it can help the world and it can change the world. I think that part kind of like, I don't know, affected me. I don't really know what word I'm looking for again. But I think that if we learn more about it, then it can be a better place, like a better and safer place in the world.
When we were researching, I found some interesting ideas. Like in Denmark, it has free health care, free housing, education for people who need it. But I learned some interesting facts.
Our teachers made like these things called Padlets. And so there's like different sites and stuff and videos about the SDGs. So then we went on to the Padlets and looked at that.
Yeah, Caroline definitely mentioned this already a little bit. So I just kind of want to build on this a little bit. Was there a particular goal or maybe a couple of goals that you guys felt really connected to when you were doing your research?
For me, healthcare.
And Caroline, what made you interested in healthcare? Why did that one get your attention?
Because it's important for people to exercise and get good medicine if they get sick. And nowadays there's COVID and lots of people get COVID and maybe some people can't go to the hospital or doctor.
That's a really good point about COVID, because there are some places in the world that have lots of vaccines, but here where we are, I'm in Thailand and you guys are in Malaysia, and we don't have a lot of vaccines for people, and that's why I think some of the problems we're having. Here's a clip from Caroline's video about healthcare.
Have you ever had to get a shot at the doctor's office or hospital? And have you ever thought as much as have you disliked shots? Because they hurt so much. The next time you go to get a shot, think about how lucky you are to get that experience. For these reasons, everyone should get good and free healthcare.
Fina, what was your sustainable development goal that you felt the most connected to when you were doing your research?
Well, it was gender equality. And I feel like gender equality is just something that I feel like not a lot of people in the world get their attention on it. Like, of course, there are a lot of more SDGs that don't get a lot of attention too, but I feel like this one just, I don't know.
Oh, I think it's a really important one too. Were there any specific reasons that you connected with that one? Or something that really jumped out at you from your research that really kind of made you feel passionate about it?
Well, I mean, not really. I felt like I kind of just wanted people to be like more free in like in the world, or like sort of free.
Yeah, there are definitely still places in the world where girls don't have the same opportunities that boys do. Here's a clip from Fina's work as she talks about gender equality.
Question for you and you only. Well, I mean, like, for whoever is watching this. Do you want to live in a world where people are unfair and rude? I don't. Okay, so I know this is kind of a completely different question, but I mean, like, I have to cut to the chase. Do you know what gender stereotypes are? Let me tell you, they're bad, and they're not okay to do. And I will tell you reasons why, because that is my job as a third grader. Okay. One reason is, gender stereotypes can hurt people because they're not the same as other people's expectations for a boy or a girl. Yes, you can get bullied for being who you are, but don't let mean words stop you from being who you are. No matter what happens to you, you need to express yourself in your own way. Of course, you can just ignore them or tell them to stop. Even if they don't stop, of course, just ignore them or tell an adult around you. And if that person is an adult, then ask a trusted adult that's around you.
Neil, what about you? Which sustainable development goal was the one that really that you connected with the most?
I chose air pollution because almost 2 years ago, we had the first time we had to go online for school. And it was because there was really bad air pollution. Then when I learned about the SDGs, I was like, oh, I remember that happened.
Here's a short clip from Neil's video about air pollution. Just like in the first two clips we've heard, you can really hear some great post-production elements here.
Have you ever had to stay at home because of haze? Haze is happening because everybody is burning fossil fuels. We cannot continue like this. We need to stop. In my opinion, we need to stop burning fossil fuels. One reason is that it is polluting the air, so we cannot go outside. It is making the air dirty, so we can't breathe it. And in the USA, only 17% of people are using clean energy sources. Another reason is that it costs more than a clean energy source. A plastic bottle costs no money, and a reusable bottle costs more, but it can be used forever. For these reasons, it is vital that everyone stops using unclean energy sources. We need to use clean energy. They are full of reusable resources. If we do this, it will stop haze and we will be able to go outside.
What are some things that elementary school students can do to have an impact maybe in your local community or maybe even in the bigger global community? What are some ways that you think elementary students could have an impact on the world?
I think what they could do is learn about the SDGs and then make podcasts and stuff and videos. And
they can make posters.
And you know, you mentioned doing like something like a podcast. How does a podcast have a bigger impact, do you think, than maybe a poster, maybe writing down, maybe just writing down your research in like a research paper?
Because then nobody would see the research paper except for like your family, unless you like put it outside. The like, if you put a podcast, so many people would see it because it's like on Spotify or something. So then they'll be
even
like,
me.
Oh, what's this? And then they clicked on it like you did.
Exactly. It's out there. It's on Spotify. And I get to listen to all sorts of great stuff that you and your classmates were able to produce. Here I am, some guy who doesn't really know you, another teacher in another part of the world, and listening to some of the inspirational ideas that you had. It was really, really cool. Why didn't everybody make a podcast? Or why didn't everybody contribute to the magazine or make a video? Why did you guys choose to do different things to show your learning about these issues and to have an impact? Why not just pick one thing?
Maybe because different people do different things. There could be different ways for people to see it.
Or like if people with disabilities, like if you're blind or if you're deaf, then you can either read the book or you can listen to a podcast or see a video, you know?
That's really thoughtful to have it more accessible to more audiences. What other skills did you guys learn? What are some new skills that you have now that maybe aren't connected to what you were learning, but you kind of had to build some skills along the way?
Well, I feel like I like increased my vocabulary while I was in third grade. I feel like I learned a lot of new words.
Looking at websites and research really helped me.
I went onto websites and watched videos about it.
You guys are telling me you've all written magazines before and published podcasts before and made videos before? This is something you just do every day? What did you guys have to learn? Like, how do you just get... I'm sure Miss Hardy did say, all right, go make a podcast and publish it on Spotify. Like, I'm sure she didn't just say that, or go make a magazine, or go make a video. What kind of things did you guys have to learn to be able, like, it looks really professional. Like, the magazine looks fantastic, the videos are fantastic, you got some graphics and stuff happening there, the podcast, so good. Were you guys just naturally talented at this, or did you have to learn some things?
No, we definitely had some help from our teachers and stuff, like tech and other stuff.
We went through like a whole process of learning how to like put it on paper first and like write a script.
Can you guys tell me a little bit more about the process? Like how did it kind of start? Like what happened first and second and third? How did that go to get from the beginning all the way to your published work?
First, we have to plan it, and then I think then make more plans and make it and then edit and then publish.
Are the plans different depending on what you're publishing? Like would your plan for your podcast and your plan for your video and your plan for your magazine, would they be similar or would there be some differences?
Differences.
A little difference.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit what those differences might be?
Well, I didn't do the magazine. I just did like a video and a podcast. But I feel like even with the video and the podcast, the editing was still really different.
And if you would do a podcast, then you would just have to do like a voice, right? But if you did a video, then you would have to go through a whole different process of putting in pictures. And then again, you can also put your voice.
I also did like a video and podcast. And for like podcasts, I use GarageBand. But then for a video, I used iMovie or Clips.
Had you used those programs before?
I haven't really used GarageBand a lot, but I've used iMovie a lot.
I made a video and there was an app called Clips. I didn't even know Clips existed. And then my teacher was like, here, Clips. And then taught me how to use it and stuff. And then I was like, okay. Now I know how to use Clips, but I can make a video about the SDGs.
Is this a project that you think Ms. Hardy should continue with next year?
Yes.
What might you tell students who are going to be in her class next year about this? Maybe they're starting grade 3, and you want to kind of get them excited about this end-of-the-year project. What might you tell those students?
You get to make something online.
And to have the best teacher ever.
That there's so many different SDGs, and SDGs are very important.
What makes them so important? Can you just elaborate on that for me a little bit, if you were kind of explaining that to someone who's in grade 3?
It's important because if there wasn't SDGs, no one would think about it, really. But with SDGs, lots of people think about it and maybe try to do something about it.
Right. It kind of gives us a plan on how to move forward. It says, look, you know, if we want to have the world be a better place, these are the things we've got to do.
When you're learning about the SDGs, it can be like a little bit confusing. Like if you haven't given it much thought, then like if you just learned about it, then it can like really change your perspective from the world.
That's a really great way to put it. Are these some of the things that we talk about with the SDGs? Can you see some of those in your local community? Neil's already talked about this a little bit. What sort of things do you see in your local community in Malaysia that the SDGs might help with if we were kind of to take some action? Or maybe your local government was going to take some action. What things could change for the better in your local community?
Make more houses, but not where there's a fort. Just make new houses in an area where there's not a forest, because you don't want to destroy the forest. And also, I've seen many people living up there.
I think that like lots of refugees in Malaysia probably don't get like healthcare like other people do.
For sure, we take it for granted a lot that when we get sick, we get to go to a nice hospital and have doctors to help us. But not everybody has that. So that's something that is really important in a lot of countries.
There was a classmate in my class that was learning about this SDG, but it was like about poverty and how people are living on the streets, like Neil said. And I think where I used to live, a lot of people would like come up to your car and knock on the door and ask for money, like, and you put it in a little box. I felt really bad for them.
And what do you think we might be able to do to help those people?
Well, we could obviously give them more money for, so they could get more things to help them. I'm not very sure.
It's a difficult problem, and that's why it's there. Like, that's what's so cool, the way you guys are doing. You guys are almost in fourth grade, and we're talking about big problems in the world. I think that's pretty amazing. What advice might you give other teachers who might be listening to our podcast if they're thinking about doing some work with a group of third or fourth graders about maybe bringing media and technology into the classroom, or just learning about the SDGs? What advice might you give to those teachers?
Well, I would probably say it's pretty easy if you have the right idea of like what you can do, or like the right idea of like what it is, kind of thing.
I think it would be a good idea. You need to use technology or not many people will see it.
I think that Kittle is very good for researching because there's all different kinds of like websites and videos and photos on it.
Right, and all that stuff can kind of give you an idea of how to become more aware of an issue. Thank you all so much for taking some time out of your holiday to chat with me on the podcast today. I am so excited to meet all three of you, and I think you guys have some big things ahead next year in grade four, I'm sure, as well. So thank you very much for being here today.
You're welcome.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
You guys were awesome. If you've enjoyed this episode, let's keep the conversation going on Twitter at ScottJ_onWheels, or you can find out more about Inspire Citizens on our website, inspirecitizens.org. Thanks for listening.